are listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Love One Discovery or Recovery Services. Welcome to episode 4 of the podcast. Thanks for coming back. If you're new to the series, this is part 4 and the climax of the case for the cure. So, don't start with this one. I mean, who'd want to start with the climax?
Like a bullet looking for trouble, Dr. Daniels was marching straight up to the front gate of the McCormick compound. She didn't stop, she didn't pause, she didn't even look back over her shoulder, just straight forward with that determined walk of zealots. She was faster than I thought, or maybe I was slower. Either way, I didn't catch up with her till we were within the first ring of McCormick's patrols. Daniels, wait up, you made your point.
Buzz off, Sift. I'm going to McCormick and gonna tell him. I know he has the cure and he must share it.
You're going to McCormick? That's insane. You've seen his guns, his operation.
I don't care. Even if I die, if he thinks that people know, he will be forced to release it sooner.
His people will shoot you.
He won't kill me outright. He knows I'm an operative for the PC.
The PC?
The people for the cure.
The people for the blimey cure. What are you talking about? Turn around. I'll drive back as fast as we can to the free zone.
Nope. You had your chance. The people for the cure do not wait.
The people for the cure do not wait. The people for the cure die. That's what they do. I'm out of here, sweetheart.
I am not your sweetheart. I have a higher purpose, and you are a used towel.
Ugh, don't confuse a swelled head with a halo.
You shouldn't confuse Gab with guts.
Wait, hear that?
Yep, it's an engine. I heard it before your squawking showed up. It's one of his patrols. They are getting closer. Block by block.
What? Let's hide. Quick, behind this dumpster.
Hide if you want, Chicken Little. I want them to find me. It'll save me the walk.
There they are.
Well, hello, miss. You mind telling us where you're going? We don't get a lot of people taking leisurely strolls out here.
Take me to McCormick.
Oh no, that's a bold request.
Sure is. I admit you're a looker, honey, but McCormick's got enough steadies right now.
I don't want to be his steady. I want to be his scientist. I know you have a cure.
A cure? What have you been snorting?
You have a cure. I have seen it.
Oh, that's way over our pay grade.
Sure is. Listen, Miss Sawbones, wait there a second. Let me call this in.
Go ahead. Call it in.
Freeze, lady! Lady, I said freeze!
I am not waiting.
Okay. But I gotta put you in cuffs.
No cuffs, or I keep walking.
All right. No cuffs. Lady, you gotta admit you're coming on a bit strong.
I grow tired of timid men.
Shit, damn you, Dr. Daniels. You got more room in that carpool?
Speaking of timid men.
Who are you?
Just someone else who knows you have the cure.
If you know we have the cure, then you don't know much.
Both of you, in the back.
As McCormick's goons pushed us through the warehouse, we got a peep into what they were up to. I was looking for a way out. Daniels only wanted a way in. The more Daniels saw, the more she believed her ridiculous theory. Like a bullet's echo, it was telling her the wrong thing.
What are those men doing?
Never mind them. Keep walking.
They're sawing open the skulls of chompers.
Why do you need so many heads?
Keep walking. Eyes forward.
There are so many. Ugh, it smells worse than battle in here.
Well, this you get used to. It's when we bake the brains, that's the part I can't stand. Every pore soaks in wet death.
You bake the brains? Does that kill the prions?
Prions?
The protein that triggers the brain to fold in an abnormal way.
Prions are abnormal? Like the cars?
Shut up, soldier. Are you two some kind of spies or something?
No, we're just meandering minstrels.
Where are your instruments?
We only do a cappella.
Okay, smartass.
Where are the trucks?
That's it.
Oof! Ugh, careful, you almost missed my spleen.
Everybody shut up. Eyes forward. Move. Soldier, open up the cell for these two prisoners. Sit.
I demand to see McCormick.
You will. Now sit.
I will not be held prisoner in this room.
Lady, for the last time, freeze. You are really getting on my nerves.
That's her favorite pastime.
That's it. Soldier, take your gun down and stick it in the back of Mr. Witty Dialogue's neck. If he says one more word, cap that son of a...
Whoa, what did I walk into here? Easy. Theodore, is that any way to welcome such esteemed company? And you, Allison, it's not like you to pull a gun.
Sorry, sir.
Oh, thank goodness.
Everybody, remember your chi and have a seat. Man, people are really tense these days. It's almost like they hadn't ever lived through an apocalypse before. Everybody comfortable? Good. I heard you two curious cats were just about dying to meet me. But I didn't think to take it literally.
Nice little head-scraping business you got here.
Do I need to remind you who's supposed to do the interrogation in these sort of situations?
Pardon me, I was always bad at formalities.
Tell me about this cure I have.
We saw it.
Ma'am, I can promise you I will never lie to you. I can also promise that was not a cure. Tell me exactly what you saw and where.
We have been watching you from a nearby building. A couple of days ago, saw one of your guards as an undead in your courtyard. Then today, we saw the same guard. Cured.
You've been watching us?
Yes.
Ooh, I'm honored, but frankly, I would have much rather been the one watching you.
Oh, you like the view?
What?
Ignore him. I do. Now, tell me something interesting.
Well, kitten, what piques your curiosity?
The Free Zone heard rumors that you had a cure. I came to investigate.
And you?
I am with her.
She always do the talking?
Only when she has something to say.
He is not with me. He was hired by Jane Parker to spy on you.
Is that so?
Enough about me. She's right. If you have a cure, you need to share it.
Cute couple.
We are not a couple.
His loss.
You got that right. I don't care what you do with either of us. I have gotten word to the people for the cure. You can no longer keep it a secret. You must share this with the world.
Easy, Tiger. We don't have a cure.
We saw it.
No, you didn't. What you saw was a couple of my troopers zonked out of their minds, escaping this world for a bit.
They were high? On what?
Dried zombie brains, treated with my secret blend of 11 herbs and spices.
You smoke their brains?
You snort it. It's a great buzz. Like heroin before the fall. People want to get high like they always have. But with the collapse of international commerce, we had to try something new.
You snort the brains.
After drying them in a smoker. Just a little goes a long way. Very tranquil. You might like it. Want to try it?
You're inactivating the virus.
Are we? Good to know.
That's insane.
Oh, don't judge. What's wrong with a little escape?
So the lost ones we saw wandering the yard...
Not lost ones. During the high, you stumble around like the undead.
So the drug subdues the parietal lobe. Interesting.
What you said. Just the other day, I was telling my troops how proud I am of all the parietal lobe subduing they've all been doing lately.
Why are you telling us this?
I don't need people thinking I have a cure. This place would get overrun with fanatics and pilgrims. I don't need that. So, I'm going to free you both. And I want you to tell people the truth. Plus, it's time I started thinking a little about distribution.
That's it? We're free to go?
Well, I would like to know where you watched us from.
I don't want to leave.
We don't have what you thought we did.
If you are drying out brains and snorting them, you are doing something no one has ever even thought of doing before. Maybe that could be a way to make an immunization. You are trying things no one is. Let me help you. I'm a doctor and know many things about the infected.
We already got doctors.
Not that kind of doctor. I taught neurosurgery at Chapel Hill before the fall.
It's not really science we use. It's more trial and error.
Tomato, potato, I can help you.
What do you want in return?
Your promise of safety while I'm here. room and board. But most importantly, if we do find the cure, your promise that we immediately share it with the world.
Well, I have always wanted to be an upstanding citizen gangster. I agree to your demands. We will make you as comfortable as a fly after a massacre.
Charming.
I'll grow on you. But your pal here has to go.
Fine with me.
Not fine with me.
What is fine with you is irrelevant.
It really is.
I'm not leaving her.
Buddy, take a hint. I don't think she's interested. Plus, I need you to do me a favor.
Not sure I'm in the generous mood.
If you refuse, you get to be one of our little experiments.
What's the favor?
Tell Jane Parker, tell the Free Zone, tell everyone you know that we don't have a cure. Tell them the truth. Tell them I offer escape.
That's it?
One more thing. Give Jane Parker a special message. Tell the esteemed lady I'm going to need help with distribution. Tell her I'm ready to wheel and deal if she is. After all, isn't that what traitors and raiders are supposed to do?
I headed back to the Free Zone. I left the good doctor with McCormick, lucky bastard. She didn't think he was chicken-hearted. That's what stunk worse about that case. Cowards are just, you know, realists. Who can believe in anything anymore? When word got out that dried brains would fuck you up, lots of people tried to cook their own formula. Some were successful, most were not. The authorities were not pleased. I made my report to Jane Parker. Even though she tried to hide it, she was relieved to hear that McCormick had not found a cure. She paid me my 10,000 cans of tuna, and I'm reminded of the stink of that case every time I cook a casserole.
One of them now. You've been listening to Detective Samuel Siff's Loved One Discovery or Recovery Services. This was the finale of what we consider our first season. It'll take some time before we release new episodes. In the meantime, please subscribe, like, share, snap, click, clap, cluck. Help us get the word out. Samuel Siff was played by Kevin Patterson, CC Daniels by Lauren Spano, Patrol 1 by Kylene Edson, Patrol 2 by Nick Shaner, Frank McCormick by Steve Nazarian. Written and produced by Kevin Patterson, sound engineering by Adrian Parrish, intro beats by Space Baby. Special thank you to Cartage Theater and Advent Coworking. Recording and sound design by Lost Frequency Audio Lab. This podcast series is a Stationary Hobo production. Thank you, and see you all in the future.